Proverbs chapter 21. The king's heart in the hand of Jehovah is as brooks of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but Jehovah weigheth the hearts. To exercise justice and judgment is more acceptable to Jehovah than sacrifice. Lofty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting breath of them that seek death. The devastation of the wicked sweepeth them away, because they refuse to do what is right. Very crooked is the way of a guilty man, but as for the pure, his work is upright. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a contentious woman and a house in common. The soul of the wicked desireth evil, his neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, the simple becometh wise. When the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. One that is righteous wisely considereth the house of the wicked. He overthroweth the wicked to their ruin. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also himself shall cry, and shall not be heard. A gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a present in the bosom, vehement fury. It is joy to a righteous man to do what is right, but it is ruin for the workers of iniquity. The man that wandereth out of the way of wisdom shall abide in the congregation of the dead. He that loveth mirth shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous, and a treacherous man in the stead of the upright. It is better to dwell in a desert land than with a contentious and irritable woman. There is costly store and oil in the dwelling of a wise man, but a foolish man swalloweth it up. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty, and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Proud, arrogant scorner is his name who dealeth in proud wrath. The desire of the sluggard killeth him, for his hands refuse to work. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when they bring it with a wicked purpose? A lying witness shall perish, and a man that heareth shall speak constantly. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he establisheth his way. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against Jehovah. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but safety is of Jehovah.